Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit olathekia.com.
You are listening live to the program brought to you by Worth Harley-Davidson. Campers, Sea-Doos, boats, trailers, you name it. Bring it to Worth and trade for your new or used Harley-Davidson. Worth Harley-Davidson, I-29 just south of the airport or online at WorthHarleyDavidson.com. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Justin, you know, we're going to look at Justin Watson, McDuffie. We'll go there, start there.
Is that when you take the reps in practice, you still ask guy practice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're not giving up. We don't quit. We just don't quit on players. You know, we're going to keep working them and keep developing them. I mean, he's a rookie. He's going to get better. You know, I've said it before. We went to the limit with him, obviously, and, you know, we need to get him out of there for a while.
And now, the only reporter who gets name-checked for his hoodies, Seren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are, Petro, on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you for joining us here on a busy, crisp Thursday. A little windier.
Yeah.
That was going to be a little warmer today.
Mm-hmm.
But
you realize just how much that wind means when it gets a little cold. Just a little bit.
Todd and I were walking in together to the press conferences today, and the sun was covered up at that time. Now there's no clouds, but it was cloudy. Cloudy, windy, it was crisp, brisk mm-hmm. walk. A lot to get to. We're going to talk a lot about the comments today of the coordinators and assistant coaches. They were at the podium today. I thought a lot of interesting stuff. We're going to go through some of the highlights of those conversations. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get our program picks. Our buddy Fat Jack will be with us from Fat Jack Sports. We'll play Stump the Chumps. Peter Yates Enoch joins us for the 3 o'clock hour. Legendary historian, author, man about town, Peter Yates Enoch with us, our great, great friend. Blair Kirkhoff with us in the 4 o'clock hour. College insider Blair returns from having traveled to another land.
Yes. He was far away.
Could you say he had some soul food on Thanksgiving?
Oh, hello.
Probably. Probably. Did he high-five Dennis Rodman? You know, across a demilitarized zone? I don't know. We'll find out. Blair Kirkhoff coming up. Tales of Turkey in Korea. By the way, fan of the Korean barbecue I am.
Some good food.
I got a buddy who's Korean, of Korean descent, and he took me to a local Korean restaurant. Outstanding.
Yes.
Thoroughly enjoyed.
If you haven't tried it, I would suggest it.
Yeah, really good. Great stuff.
Will not be upset.
Mike Sando in the 5 o'clock. You know, he's our NFL insider. He has written about quarterbacks. Something kind of interesting. He does his quarterback tiers every year, and everybody mm-hmm. gets all fired up. And because he has quotes from people within the NFL. I think it's 50 people that he basically lets them vote, and then he takes down comments from them and puts out his quarterback tiers. He's basically done the quarterback status for all 32 teams. And, of course, right at the top, Patrick Mahomes. So calm yourselves.
People already go, and where did he have Mahomes?
Yeah, I'm not going to troll you. Well, let's find out where he had Mahomes. spare me.
But he doesn't have Mahomes number one enough.
Right.
He's not enough.
He actually has a number two. Son of a...
Yeah. It doesn't go straight from Patrick Mahomes to 80 or whatever.
It should go one to at least one. Like six or seven.
The next entry.
Two, three, four, five.
Yeah. The next entry is just... Psh.
Yeah. So there you have it. We'll also keep you up to date. What do we got? I'm not even sure what all is at stake today with the World Cup. What's at stake with these? Anything? Germany's fighting to stay alive, right?
The only one I'm pretty sure on is that Spain is already through because Japan was like plus 700 against Spain, which tells me that Spain wasn't planning on playing
Spain
anybody.
Spain had a loss.
Germany
though.
Must win.
You what?
Spain had a loss too, didn't they?
I don't know, but just seeing that line.
Aren't you our World Cup insider? What do you do here?
He's our senior World Cup insider.
Weren't you just like almost late to start the show because you were in Lebo's office watching these matches?
No, I was reminiscing.
By the way, the only place you can get sound is Lebo's office.
Reminiscing past Big 12 championship games with Lebo is what I was doing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's figure it out. What's at stake right now?
Just skip
if you are more knowledgeable
joke.
Than us on the Group E, then you'll know what it means. But they're in the 50th minute. Japan has just tied Spain 1-1. So that would be a big upset, I know, as España, one of the top nations when it comes to the soccer. And then in the Germany v. Costa Rica, we've got Germany 1-0 there in the 50th minute there as well.
They do have to win, I've confirmed.
Who does?
Germany.
Yeah, because they lost. They got upset.
Well, I think Germany has to win. Yes, they must.
No, but
must
what about
win
Spain?
Scenario.
Spain drew against Germany.
If the results stand right now, Spain has 6 points. Before not counting today's,
they're
2-0-0
because nobody else. You can't get two teams beyond it. Well,
I'm seeing
Japan,
Spain is 1-0 with a draw.
Yes, that'd be 4 points.
Yeah, they have four points.
So they must be leading Japan because the life standings just had them at 7 points.
I see. They have a +7 goal differential.
Maybe that's what
I've seen. But they have 4 points.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's what I thought. They tied Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I just assumed Spain was planning on not playing anybody when I saw that Japan was a heavy favorite against them.
Well, Japan, are they putting up a offsides flag? Because Japan just put one in, and now they're not celebrating. So, looks like an offsides. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, we'll keep you up to date on that as well. And sometime between now and the start of the next segment, we'll figure out what the hell it all means.
Well, with Spain having 4 points, Japan and Costa Rica having 3, and Germany 1, Spain and Japan are playing. If they draw, Spain's going to be in because they get to 5, and no one else can catch them at that point. I mean, one team can, but two teams can't. And if they win, they're certainly in. If they lose...
No one can follow what you're saying, so
this
don't
is
bother.
True.
Let's figure it out.
I think Spain, if they draw, is in, I think. We'll, but there's 500,000 people in this city that know more about that than I do.
And we're just some probably 45 minutes away from not needing to worry about it.
Right. Well, I think we'll know when the game is over. And I'm quite certain they'll say whether they advanced or not.
Yeah. It's been pointed out to me by a caller who didn't want to come on the air that I am an idiot, and I appreciate them. He was nicer about this than me. I'm going to call myself an idiot. Not his words, mine. +700 means Japan was a heavy underdog, not a heavy favorite.
Well, I didn't know. It made no sense what you were saying, so I couldn't even wrap my arms around it. God bless him for figuring out your error.
I said the words Japan was a heavy favorite. I know that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
No, they're not. I thought you meant heavy favorite to advance.
No.
Jump right on figuring that out. See if you can get that done.
My guess is when the smoke clears.
That's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to lob more guesses out here.
My guess is
that would
16
be great.
Teams will remain when the group stage is over.
If
that
I were
is my
to
guess.
Speculate, there okay. will be no more than 16 teams in the knockout stage.
We have that. We'll confirm that. 913-810-810. If you either don't call if you kind of think.
Yeah.
I
don't want to hear.
We'll figure it out.
We're already doing that.
Yeah. I don't know why it snuck up on me as to what's at stake in this one. I know Portugal plays tomorrow because Manny's looking to watch a game. And so I know that's going on. We got that going for us, you know, which is nice.
I agree. Which is nice.
Yeah. Gunga Galunga. Let's talk a little Chiefs football here to get
Let's
things started, though. Dave Tobe, to me, the highlight today was going to be Dave Tobe. Was he going to come in with jokes? He did not. That was first thing. How's he going to handle this one? And, you know, because I think I get it when you've been the most decorated special teams coach in the history of the National Football League and you have a couple of bad days, you can do that. You've got the swagger. But when the problems continue, and it's not just a guy dropping punts, it's getting beat on fake punts and not knowing rules, and it's reached a combustible portion, a combustible position, to where, like, you got to get control of this. Like, otherwise, bigger questions are going to be asked about where things are going. And he did seem to have a more stoic approach to it. I think he recognizes the moment. It's not time for jokes.
Right.
Let's start with a couple of them. First of all, I asked Dave Tobe if you can turn just anyone,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you got to be able to judge a fly ball. You got to be able to keep your eye on a ball while people are coming down with bad intentions. Can you really just turn anyone into a good punt returner?
Over my career, you know, my 22-year career, I've developed a lot of guys, you know, and I really feel like Sky has that ability. He's got that ability, innate ability to make somebody miss, and he's a good catcher of the football. I just think, you know, we cracked his confidence a little bit, and it's hard back there. I mean, I've talked about this before, how hard it is to play punt returner in the NFL, and, you know, he just had some bad things happen to him, and we just need some time here to time will heal it up for him, I think.
Pointed out very early in the answer that he's been doing this for 22 years. That, to me, is always a statement of, hey.
I mean.
To a degree.
It's not an in-your-face.
No, it isn't, but it is. In my 22-year career, I've done some stuff to a degree. There's a little bit of that there.
I'm fine with that statement.
Sure.
You know?
I am, too. I just thought it was of note.
Yeah.
Minor note, lowercase.
I do think it's of note. I think that's a good way to put it. That's something you file away for sure. Let's continue. Dave Tobe asked if it's possible to put too much. Yeah, I talked about like the fact that they've given up onside kick, offside, you know, or a onside kick against the Jags a few weeks ago, gave up the fake punt this week. Are they trying too hard, right, to get back there and get a big return?
I don't think it's worth coming out 5 to 8 deep, you know. I don't think, I mean, we haven't done that. I mean, the only returns we're getting is the ones that they kick it to us. I mean, that's all we're doing. We're not doing anything crazy back there right now. So if they kick it to us, we're going to return it when you have no choice. You
know, it is tougher than it's ever
been. Tougher than it's ever been, no question. You know, and punt return. Because players are getting better. I mean, special teams is getting more emphasis on every team. They got great players out there, great kickers, great punters. It's changing the game a little bit. There's no question.
You know, there are things that in sports, you know, it just evolves away from something. Nobody is just going to grind away with just the run. Now you can obviously be the change up, you know, the Titans grinding the run, the Ravens grinding the run. That's kind of part of their formula, but that's not the only reason, and probably not even the sole reason as to why they are, you know, in the positions that they're in. It's a factor, but the game has evolved away from that. Neither one of those teams has won a championship. Right, neither one of those teams in this incarnation, this collection of talent, has been to a Super Bowl, let alone win one. Right, the game has kind of evolved the way you got to be able to throw the ball, and it's something we talked about a lot. That, you know, you got to be able to convert 3rd and 8 in crappy weather against a good defense. That's what it takes to win championships, because you're going to see it in the playoffs. It happens all the time, and I thought that was important to get him that he acknowledged. Yes, it's harder. Now that he has acknowledged that, then they as an organization, forget about us, if we're building our case,
mm-hmm.
okay, he's acknowledged. So right there we know you can't take the same approach you took when you were the special teams coordinator of the Bears. So 22 years in this business, yes, none of them, except for maybe last year, and the further back you get, the further away they become irrelevant. Not irrelevant in his ability to assess problems, to manage his job, and to do all the things he has to do. But the way it was done, it's now more irrelevant,
yeah.
right? Because
you don't approach it now the way you did in 2006 when he was right. in a Super Bowl.
He's exactly. also on staff with the guy who's in that same situation, I think, in Steve Spagnuolo, because the way you have to call defenses now is far different than 20 years ago because of rule changes yeah. in the NFL have been designed to make offenses better.
It's first down, get our heavy people out there on the field. Let's stop the run and see if we can get them into second and long or medium. Let's stop the run again. Then we'll bring our nickel in for 3rd down and 4 or longer. No, different yeah. different view of the world. Yes, yeah. exactly. Yeah. And so I thought that was important to get him to say, yes, it's different for all these reasons. Because now, like, it does render somewhat moot the, well, Devin Hester, And we're going to get to Devin Hester in a minute because it is still relative. But it does render moot, like, well, in Chicago. Yeah, but they didn't cover like they do in Chicago, like they did when you were in Chicago. They don't kick. They didn't kick then like they do now. They don't cover, like, all those things. The rules aren't the same. You could crack back de-cleat a guy instead of, as we know now, guys trying to set picks, basically. You know, trying to get their back to them. So that they don't even you know, can't be accused of even trying to hit a guy head on, and guys are just trying to run in front of and literally set moving basketball screens, because you used to be you got more returns because guys had their head off. Wait, where's the crackback coming? I don't want to get blown up. They're not running full speed towards the ball carrier. Now that those crackbacks aren't there, you can run hell bent towards the ball carrier. So the coverage gets even better. That's where the rules makes a difference. So, okay, we've acknowledged the issue. Now the question is what to do about it. And that starts to become more and more about Sky Moore. Dave Tobe was asked if there are examples of him getting a guy who wasn't so good and developing him into a great returner.
I'm going to tell you what, Devin Hester wasn't a great fielder of balls. You know, the thing that Devin Hester did is that every time he did get the ball in his hand, he did so many great things with it. People, you know, he made so many plays that the risk was worth the reward, you know. So, I mean, if he didn't have those huge plays, I mean, he would be the same situation. There was times where he had three muffs in a game, you know, in a year, you know. So, I mean, he just wasn't, you know, we just didn't get those explosive plays from Sky, you know, for people to have patience enough to deal with it. I mean, people drop punts all over the league. I mean, it happens. It just happened too many times for Sky.
Okay.
By the way, Devin Hester had 41 career punt returns in college. Sky Moore had 3.
And what about kick returns?
Sky Moore had 1. Kick returns, Sky Moore had 3. Devin Hester had 40. I'm sorry. Yes, 40. 40 kickoffs, 41 punts. Sky Moore had 3 kickoffs, 1 punt.
They
not the same animal.
They do not list fumbles on punt and kick returns, right, on Pro Football Reference. But up here where they have him listed as a receiver, early in his career, his first year, he fumbled 8 times. Second year, 7. 5-3-0-5-1-5-2-0-5-5. So it does kind of, you know, if that, but I'm not even sure I'm reading that the right way. I want to find more conclusively, because it's, you know, what makes it look odd is he's listed as 8 fumbles and he had 1 target the whole year. So I'm assuming that's the kicking, but then I'm like, well, did he play defensive back? Yes, he played defensive back that year. They don't have forced fumbles on those. So does it? Make sure it's not his. Yeah, so on defense it shows 8 fumbles, 2 fumbles recovered.
Yeah, so what is
so I'm
the,
like, where are the fumbles coming from?
Yeah.
You know, it's not forced fumbles, it's 8 fumbles. So I'm like, I'm not sure what it is, but I'll buy
hard time
it.
Believing that they had 8 fumbles on kick returns that year. Doesn't that seem a little?
It does.
One every other game?
It seems like, yeah, I need to do a deeper dive of where those are coming from. But I'll buy it, right? I'll buy that Devin Hester got better. I believe everybody can get better. I can get better at golf. I can't win the Masters, though. Right? Everybody with repetition and practice and instruction can get better. But everybody has a ceiling. And my question is Sky Moore been wasting a bunch of time trying to become something that he can't become? If I were to never prep for this show because I was taking golf lessons from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's a titanic fat waste of time. It's going to do nothing but cost me for the lessons, and I'm never winning a nickel in any kind of competitive golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. I got to go ahead and change my daily routine.
Yeah, then. Yeah, no, not going to happen. So, I think it's of note. All right, next one. I asked Tobe if the other breakdowns could be a result of concentrating too much on big returns.
No, we had and last week, you know, we had nothing to do with the onside kick. The onside kick happen.
As we know, overall.
Yeah, I mean, we had two things. We had two things happen to us, and we had defense. We had stay out there. We had eight box safe. I mean, we were in a safe situation. I didn't remind him of the sticks play that we run. There's a reason why we run it, because it's a good play. You know, it's hard to stop. You know, they hit us on it. They hit McDuffie on it on the sideline. I mean, I could have reminded him right there at that spot. I kicked myself in the butt for not doing that. You know, but we were on high alert in that game for the fake. I mean, every time. And they did different formations and stuff. If you watch it, it wasn't a normal deal. And we got to accept the fact. I mean, we understand that that's what we're going to get. Especially, we're going to get the out-of-the-box stuff that's going to be played against us, because people are trying to steal possessions. And we know that.
All right. It's the second time. After the onside kick was recovered by the Jaguars, he said, I forgot to remind him. I'm kicking myself.
It was a play that they run, and so I should have known they might run it. I think he called it sticks or something like that.
This play you're talking about? Yeah, you're talking about the Jags. It's basically just a show like you're a gunner, stop at the sticks, catch the ball, first down. And he said, it's a good play, we run it. Okay. But like both times you've forgotten to remind somebody, which would also mean that they needed reminding, which would mean that maybe you didn't get to it during the special teams portions of practice, because maybe you're focusing on other crap. I don't know what it is, but you're breaking down everywhere.
Or
so whatever you're
play.
Focusing on, it's not getting done. And so your returns are not great. You're not ready to handle onside kicks. You're not ready for fake punts. So what the hell are you working on? Now, I'm going to give you, this is very important, because I think the quantity of rookies, 11 rookies, and I said this, because I think this is part of the equation. Coaches never want to tell you. It's like we several weeks ago we talked with Tim Grunhardt about, you know, Andrew Wiley wants to get his kick step out there, and he needs to do this. I go, how about you need to not have Andrew Wiley blocking Von Miller one-on-one? Like, stop. There's nothing he can work on at 28 years old. He is what he is. Give him some help, because he can't do it. And if you're asking somebody to do something they can't, that's a coaching mistake. Now, this team is different. 11 rookies, right? 11 rookies. And I pointed that out. I said, look, 11 rookies. I know no one wants to make excuses, but how much of a challenge is that, having all these rookies? Clearly, in your neck of the woods, you're having to deal with a lot of them.
There's 9 rookies right now. I mean, I looked at the board. There's 9 rookies that we're playing with on special teams right now. I've never had that many. I mean, so, I know what I'm seeing on tape. I know we're getting better. You know, it might not show all the time, but we're getting better each week. And, you know, come playoff time, you know, if we can pound it and just keep getting better, we're going to be a pretty salty group. And I really believe that. I keep telling them that. And, you know, the tape doesn't lie. If you really look at the tape and you see it, you'll see the effort. You'll see that we're close on a lot of things. And it's going to happen before the year's out with these young players.
I'm okay with that as long as it does happen.
Yeah.
Right? In a way, he's calling a shot.
Yes.
Come playoff time, which, let's be honest, that's what this team is about, being measured by.
Yep.
Let's be honest. Did they look at it and say, no, we're plenty good on offense, we're plenty good on defense, we can afford to have mistakes on special teams and still get to where we want to go? Is this a case of John Calipari playing the freshman early, living with all their mistakes, losing games, doing colorful press conferences, being beat up by Kentucky fans, only to have his team be a 4 seed going into the tournament and then be like the sixth favorite to win the damn thing? Because everyone's like, well, they're coming together, here they go. Mm-hmm. Is that what this is? I mean, because that is part of the equation. And they are entering a new time. Now, the other flip side of that coin is, okay, you know you've got all this inexperience. Stop trying to be experts at special teams. And maybe that's gone. Maybe what he doesn't want to give away is like, you know what, with Patrick's contract, this is us every year. Maybe it's not 11, but it's going to be, you know, and 9 that are in, you know, because the offensive lineman's not in, you know, on special teams, the Kentucky tackle, and, you know, that's not going to be part of the equation. But maybe I'm not going to be dealing with 9 rookies in the special teams part of the equation. But there's always probably going to be 6 or 7 plus. And if the idea is that, like, we're going to do it the way we've always done it, this is where you got to mold what you're doing. And maybe what you have to do is, We want to be great in coverage. I've got athletes. We can do that. Let's find a guy who can securely catch the football. But being a fantastic return team, no. I have to focus on young guys being ready for fakes from the other team and covering the crap out of things. And let's let Patrick Mahomes do the cooking. That's, to me, the balancing act. If they're going to keep doing it and they get better at the end and we go, wow, look at all these rookies flying all over the field. Look at that. They just stuffed that fake punt. Look at that. They just ran a great fake punt. Look at that. They just, you know, blew up the onside kick. Look at that kick return for a touchdown. Then it was all worth it. Right? It was all worth it. You're in the get it right business. If they get it right at the end and the special teams are making plays throughout the playoffs, then, you know, you can't question it. You can question it if they fall to the 2 seed and get knocked off by a salty 7-seeded Dolphins team or Bengals team and don't go beyond the divisional round of the playoffs. And you could say, you know, they lost this game because of special teams. I mean, the Colts game is partially because of special teams.
Yeah.
The Sky Moore fumble gave them goal to go from the 5 to open the game. So they're really... there's really no margin for error on the special team side of things, and for them to lose in the first round with special teams not playing well.
He has set the bar almost impossibly high for the payoff. And it's one thing to say if there's something you're working on through the course of the year and you're hoping that by the end of the year in the playoff time, it comes to fruition and flowers like a rose. But if that work that's getting to that point cost you a game at some point, then I don't know that you can argue as easily or as strongly that it's worth it.
Right.
It's one thing for a guy to progress, and then, man, come playoff time, the snaps this guy got at whatever position, he's going to be ready to go. But if he fumbles 5 times in the course of getting there and it costs you a game, what was the point?
I also feel like if that were that's fine if that's the plan, but I feel like there'd be some steady progress. Like if you're at a 50 and then you say, well, by the end of the year, all this work will be worth it because we'll be at a 95, shouldn't you be hovering around like a 75 about now?
Yeah.
They're 11 weeks in and they're still at 20.
Yeah, I had one more question, and let me say this. Let me take a moment to say I appreciate, one, Dave Tobe, and two, I think it was Brad G from the Chiefs PR department. He came out there, he knew he needed to answer questions,
yeah,
and they didn't give us the couple more after three
right,
questions.
Exactly.
They allowed Dave Tobe to be asked the questions that needed to be asked.
He was the first one out there, too.
Yeah, he was, and he usually is from that standpoint. But
yeah, I guess that's true.
On coordinator day, he usually is. But I do want to say I appreciate the Chiefs organization and the PR department and Dave Tobe and the coaching staff. It was time to come out and answer some questions, yep, and he was there ready to answer it. And that's what I'll leave you with this. If you were going to say, we've got special teams problems, we need to fix them, who would you want to hire? Would it be the most accomplished special teams coach in the history of the game?
Yeah.
It would. It would. And he's in place, right? So there's reason to be optimistic that they will play better. There's also the potential that Andy Reid, 14 years in Philadelphia, it was time for a change. And maybe with special teams coaches, it gets that way. I don't think so. And the one other question I would like to have asked, but again, the reason I thank them is I asked a lot of questions, and other people asked a lot of questions. And so I wasn't going to push it, but I wondered, he said, you know, we're getting better on tape. We played that in the open. You can see it. It's not necessarily translating on the field, but I can see the things that we're doing that we're getting better in tape. To Adam's point, like, you're a 50 on a 100-point scale. The next week, are you a 55, a 60, a 65, a 70? I think most people who have coached anything knows it doesn't work like that. You're a 50, you're a 60. Wow, we're an 80, you're a 65. You're a 60, you're an 88. You're a 70. It's more like the stock market.
Line,
yeah,
right.
It's not a straight line. And is it possible that whenever they make a mistake, it's just blowing up in their face?
Yeah.
Right? You know, is that it? Like, it's, you know, he's been a little lucky for you jackasses. I would say randomness.
Yeah. If the Moore fumble kicks out of bounds.
Yeah.
You don't think, oh.
Right.
It's a note, but it, you know.
Or exactly.
If it, you know, compared to that thing happening and then turning into a touchdown, which that didn't.
The no-look pass Danny spends 20 minutes on a Friday if the Chiefs don't win 26-10.
Yes.
Right? But it ends up being a bit of a footnote. And Patrick, I wish you wouldn't do that. But yay, we won on to Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Right? It would be a bigger deal. And I think special teams nationally for the Chiefs would be a bigger deal if they were losing, because they'd be talking about Andy Reid's job. They don't talk about the special teams coordinator's job. Local markets do. We do. Let's take some phone calls. 913-310-810. We get to your calls next. 913-310-810. You're in the program.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
We're talking Chiefs football here in the program. Update on the World Cup right now. Japan leads Spain 2-1. It is Costa Rica and Germany all tied at 2, both matches in the 78th minute. And I will tell you there is, we've looked up the scenarios now. My apologies for not having done my homework. And nobody's in. Everybody can be eliminated with a loss depending upon what else happens in this one. So this is one of the better ones, if you're a World Cup fan, to be taken in. But a lot at stake. Japan up on Spain. Not gonna.
What do you think of that?
I think it's not supposed to be happening.
You know? I appreciate you taking responsibility, sir, and saying you should have done some homework. I, for one, thought us just lobbing crap at the wall. Me particularly lobbing crap at the wall was radio gold.
Oh, yeah. That's what I aspire to do. Good call. World ranking, Spain is 7. Germany's even higher than that, aren't they? No. Spain 7, Germany 11. Rolling down here. Japan's down by the U.S. Japan at 24. And where's Costa Rica? At 31. So those are your FIFA world rankings, to which I've been told by many people, take those with a grain of salt. They kind of suck. Okay. They're the FIFA world rankings. What do you want me to do?
What do they know?
But it's people I trust. So
yeah.
I take that with a grain of salt. Ted, you're in the program. What's going on, Ted?
Hey, Saran, I'll try to get this all in.
Okay.
Just one thing. Early in the week, you guys were talking about whether Patrick Mahomes having the baby could affect him negatively, or if it's an adrenaline. It can be an adrenaline rush and help you.
Right.
Like, and you talked about, you know, that song that can get you through, give you an adrenaline rush. When
Your workout tunes.
To get you an extra mile. And I tried to think of what your song would be to get you through that last mile. And I came up with Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Lights with a running time of about 8 minutes and 25 seconds.
I appreciate that, and you're giving me far too much credit. Far too much. Inagata De Vida or, you know, some other,
so many,
you know, 25
and,
minute.
Yeah. So many stops and
better.
Starts and
Layla with
changes
the piano added to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Layla, the extended version. Perhaps. I'm gonna need a lot more than 8 minutes to get through a mile, my friend.
So with Dave Tobe, you know, this is just me. He sounds like a guy desperate to hold on to the significance of his position the way he wants to do it. I don't hear a change in philosophy, and that makes me think. I'm really curious why they think they can't win a Super Bowl without being more conservative on special teams.
I think some of it is they're creatures of habits, right? This is how we've always done it. This is how we're going to do it. And, you know, sometimes you need, that's where I think, you know, your analytics people need to be listened to, and you need to have people of differing opinions, right? Different views. Somebody be like, you know, stop doing it. Like, you know, that's one of the reasons why I like the podcast I do with Eric Eager and Jeff Chedia, because we all come at it from different views, and I think that's what makes it fun, is to challenge each other on how things work. And I think, you know, organizations say they do that. I think they try to do it to some degree, but I think the more success you have, the easier it is to just fall into my way's the right way.
Yeah. Now, the last thing I wanted to ask you was, I'm always impressed with Matt Nagy when I listen to him talk, and I wonder what you guys feel is the significance of the way Patrick is playing, and maybe his best season or his second best season with Nagy back in the fold, and the relationship they have and what that means going forward.
Yeah, I think, listen, here's what I think it means going forward. And, Ted, thanks for the call. It's always great talking to you. I think going forward, I think he's the next head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what I will tell you. I mean, there's some easy dots to connect there.
Those
one
are pretty close together.
You know, he and Andy Reid, he's back here. And he's back as a quarterback coach and not a coordinator someplace else.
Yes.
And I think he could have been a coordinator someplace else. And I think he may have been a candidate, you know, to do some broadcasting and be a head coach in college if he wanted to. But I think he wants to coach in the NFL. And I think coming back here, listen, and it always looks good. Come back and coach Patrick Mahomes some more. Everyone goes, okay, yeah, Trubisky was the problem in Chicago. Let's bring him in. Let's let him pick his guy instead of telling him this is your guy. And he got 1 year with Justin Fields. You can be like, well, Fields was – he did. He got a year with Fields. So, you know, if you think you got – maybe he's the right guy if you – got a quarterback. The Chargers need a head coach. Maybe Matt Nagy's the perfect guy. Play Andy Reid's style right back at him. But I think, you know, Eric Bieniemy, and I asked him about the Colorado job and a college job, and he said he has not been contacted by any college job. But I think at some point the Bieniemy part of the equation is going to change. And I think Matt Nagy's going to move up. And the question is, I think once you've been a head coach, I've talked to guys that have been general managers and been head coaches and got fired, I think, for things that were well beyond their control. And what usually I hear from them is, well, yeah, I'd do it again, but only if I like what I'm doing now. Like, there's an appreciation of having a good number two or number three seat with a quality organization where you're not going to get fired, not going to have to move your family, not going to be blamed for a bunch of crap that's out of your control. Like, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why Josh McDaniels was taking the Raiders job. Right? Because there are some better jobs that weren't going to be offered to him. He had, one, failed miserably with the Broncos, and two, walked out on the Colts. Now, there are rumors, and I suppose everybody in the NFL probably knows him, as to why he walked out on the Colts job. But you know, that's not a great head coach resume. And so from that standpoint, you know, I think there's a reason why you end up with and I don't know that Washington, as long as Daniel Snyder continues to be the head guy, is going to get a plum choice. Okay? If Snyder sells, then that job gets a lot more attractive. Germany has now taken a 3-2 lead in the 85th minute over Costa Rica, still 2-1 Japan against Spain. 913-3-8-10-8-10. VD, you're in the program. What's going on, VD?
Hey, I just wanted to throw in my two cents worth, thank you.
Yep.
I was on the fire toe bandwagon, but I'm beginning to rethink it. Are we expecting too much from a special teams coach who gets three picks out of the 53-man roster? He only gets three choices, basically.
Well, that's what that's what people say. I mean, that's – I don't know that I
well,
buy that always.
Okay, other than – well, okay. When it comes down to getting down to 53-man roster, I was always on board too. Don't let Tobe have anything to say about who you keep. But we keep a snapper, we keep a punter, and we keep a kicker.
Oh, I see what you're saying. There are only three guys that are just his. Okay, from that standpoint, yes, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and then you've narrowed down even more. You aren't going to have any offensive linemen or defensive linemen. You aren't going to have Patrick Mahomes or any of the quarterbacks. You aren't going to have your best players. And is it time as an organization to start looking at maybe signing an undrafted free agent or even a later draft choice who specializes just in punt and kickoff returns?
Well,
and that's all he does.
Yeah, I think
to me the third string quarterback is a wasted roster spot right now.
Unless he's going to be your second next year and you don't want him to get away. And he was signed off the practice squad last year.
I understand that. I think Henny shouldn't have been re-signed myself. You know, I think they ought to develop a future draft pick. I mean, future draft picks with the second-string quarterback like they used to do in New England. But should we have a spot just for that person only on our 53-man roster?
You know, there are some teams that do have kind of like that fourth guy. And VD, thank you for the call. You know, the Patriots for a long time had their guy that was
Matthew
there.
Slater.
You make a case that's why Marcus Kemp was there. Right.
Yeah.
That's where I would tell you that I think they've actually had guys like that.
He wasn't here to let passes ricochet off his shoulder pads, that's for sure.
I mean, Marcus Kemp, you know, I think Chris Lammons is here for that reason.
Yes.
Now, he's gotten on the field, but I think he is a Dave Tobe only guy.
Yeah.
We've seen a number of those guys
been good
be
when
here.
He's healthy.
Yeah. I think Garrick Dieter was on this roster for a long time like that. Anthony Sherman was on this roster for a long time like that. So I would say there are more guys given to him, and I think this year the Chiefs may have been heading towards where people think you should go with your roster, and that's focus on your offense and defense. But they haven't changed their approach of what they do with those people. And I think it's entirely possible. They're just all young guys. And it's been circumstance, or some people want to say unlucky, that all mistakes have been magnified and blown up in their face. You know, instead of it being a muff punt that falls down on the ground when no one's right in front of Sky Moore, and he just gets down on the ball, and it's okay, we start at the 4, we start at the 14, sucks, no return, as opposed to all his go down and are there to be grabbed by somebody else. I mean, every fumble theoretically is, for the most part, a 50-50 ball. And he's dropped 3 of them, and I think he might have a 4th. But he's either 0 for 3 or 1 for 4 on getting those back. You know, I think that's what you – and that's where Dave Tobe says, yes, that's what's happening. Because I'm watching on tape, we're getting better. Okay, he's got a chance to prove it over the rest of the season.
The other side, though, of the, you know – yes, all of those things did. The fumbles did wind up, in, for the most part, points in the other team. They would, even if that were the case, I think it would, they would still be easier to stomach had he broken one by now.
Well, and my frustration is not just the Sky Moore part. It's the onside kick. It's the fake punt in the last game against the Rams. It's the catching the ball inbounds and then stepping out of bounds. It's the picking up the ball at the 1 and then when it's going to roll into the end zone by Kadarius Toney and then headed in. Kadarius Toney letting one drop and then grabbing. There are a lot of other fundamental mistakes that are being made beyond just Sky Moore. Sky Moore is just the most apparent. He's the tip of the spear. You know, he's the top of the duck. You don't see the legs underneath. But there's a lot of other issues that are happening here. Eric, you're in the program. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes. Now, I would like to, first of all, thank you. I'm living in Englewood, Florida, and every day I listen to your podcast, and I listen to everything.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's awesome. And the Joe's is unbelievable because I get it sent down here all the time. all right, let me get to football real quick.
Okay.
All right. Dave Tobe, I mean, I actually kind of see a Ned Yost kind of vibe with him where he's saying, hey, look, we're doing this. And we understand where it's going to go. If you guys don't understand, then that's cool. But we understand where it's going to go towards the end. And that's kind of where I see it.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. The well, here's why I'm batting Escobar. Here's why I'm batting Moustakas and Hauser, because they're going to be great players. And when we win, they're going to be the ones on the field doing it. And he was proven right. Dave Tobe needs to be proven right at the end of this year based on those statements.
I agree with that. And once again, I'm going to plug Joe's one more time. Yep. If anyone's out there listening, me.
Yeah, that living proof. Eric, thank you for the call. That's great. You got a guy in Florida.
Yeah.
You want to send it anywhere, he's down in Florida.
Close to Fort Myers.
JoesKC.com. Send it anywhere in the country, coast to coast. Eric, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810. Quick break. We'll take more of your calls next here in the program.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Right now, looking like we're going to get Japan and Spain advancing, even though Japan leads Spain 2-1. They're in the 95th minute, 96th minute now, based on tiebreakers. Germany's winning 4-2 over Costa Rica, but not winning by enough. They need to win by like 6 more goals, the way it's standing. Begs the question, is Spain tanking against Japan to get Germany out? I don't think so, because there was a scenario that had Spain being eliminated. So I don't think you want to leave it to that.
For anybody, call back. There was some, I think most of the people appreciated, but there was some pearl clutching when the U.S. women's team, remember in their first match in the 2019 World Cup, won by like infinity?
Yeah.
And there was some, oh gosh. You're watching why now you do that.
Yes.
Because goal differential is a huge damn deal in these tournaments.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm always outraged by people worrying about a blowout.
Yeah, right.
Don't show up if you don't want your ass kicked.
I had zero problem with what they did, and this is exactly why. Because goal differential matters.
913-3810-810. Let's talk to William. You're in the program, William. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Saran. First time I've ever got to call you and talk to you. I listen to you guys every day.
Thanks so much.
I live out here in Denver, and I am from Atchison, and I know Tracy, okay? I'll just put it that way.
Okay, very good, very good.
The reason I'm calling is I've lived out here since 1981, and I've never been one to stop wearing my Chiefs gear wherever I do, whatever I did, and took a lot of flack through the years when Elway was beating us at the last minute and things of that nature. It feels so good. It feels so good to live out here as a Chiefs fan right now. Went to the game last year, and I could have swore it was Arrowhead West. Okay,
yep.
That's just how many people were there. But what's interesting right now is listening to 104.3 The Fan and every one of their shows. I get a little taste of it. I don't listen to them during the day because I listen to you guys. I stream you in. But Mark Schlereth, you know who he is,
yep.
Used to hate the Chiefs. I mean, he still may. But to hear him talk now, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are the measuring tool for the NFL right now, as far as he's concerned. And they had this special thing that Russell was saying when he first come here and said, hey, let's ride, Bronco country, let's ride. Well, they ain't saying it no more, nor are they playing it anymore. And I think they want to ride him right out of town right now because they're stuck with him until – what, 2026 at, what, $50 million a year?
Yeah, so, I mean, at least I think it was a five-year extension, which I don't even think includes this year on it. So I think it's this year and five more. But we'll look it up.
I just want to let you know, if you guys ever get a chance when you're not on the air and stream them in, and just you could get some more material for you guys' show because you would not imagine, you would think that this is another Kansas City radio station out here now based off of this. And the one last thing I wanted to say was there's a guy that does a promo. He's got a real low voice. And his promo today was Chiefs country. I mean, Bronco country. Your flex game has been flexed to the afternoon. And we want to thank you, NFL, because we don't want to see Patrick Mahomes come in here and massacre you on primetime TV. I mean, I'm just dying laughing with all this stuff that's going on. It's great. I mean, it's great.
It's good times, and enjoy it. And thank you for the call, William. Thanks for checking in. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
5 for $242.
That's what the – when's it start, though?
It starts in 24, looks like. Runs through 28. Free agent in 29.
6 or 7, 28. Wow.
Because he's making two bases, 2 year, 8 year, and then 17 in 2020.
Yeah, and probably maybe the last couple of years they can get out of on a deal like that. But
could be.
Listen, the Chiefs are now the Patriots, and we talked about this a couple of years ago. People are going to start to have, you know, get tired of watching Patrick Mahomes kick their ass, get tired of watching the Chiefs win. Get your tickets for road games, ticketsforless.com. They got tickets to everywhere you want to go. Get your tickets to road games and enjoy wearing the black hat. You ride into town, you drink their whiskey, you take their women, and you head out of town with a win.
And
that's the joy.
And there's something romantic about he started his career, his first career start was in Denver. There's something romantic about his first career playoff game was over the Colts. Like, it not only is he great, it's kind of following a fun storyline.
He's Michael Corleone settling all family business at the end of The Godfather. Yes. He's getting even everywhere. Let's go to Mark. You're in the program, Mark. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just want to let you know how much I appreciate listening to you the short period of time and day that you guys are on. And, Saran, the Red, Bold, and Gold has quickly become my favorite Chiefs podcast by far. Well done, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words.
So, listening to Dave Tobe today, he was definitely who I was queuing on the most out of everybody. Was very disappointing for me. I just was hoping he would show some humility, maybe kind of own up to his, like, yeah, maybe Sky Moore isn't the right guy right now. He did say that he was still going to try him in the future, but when he went back to take the punt against the Rams, I was like, what are they doing? It seems like they're just trying to put a square peg in a round hole right now with him. And he, the biggest thing that irritated me in his press conference was when he brought up Trent McDuffie's name, and I was like, keep your punt return in 11 hands off of Trent McDuffie. You do not want to see that happen.
Mark, thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. And if he's just going to set, if he's going to wave his arm in the air for a fair catch, settle under it and catch it, okay.
Then I, well, then anyone can do that.
Then I'm happy. I'm fine with it. But I am a little bit nervous, too, about that equation. What you need is a good fit receiver that can be a kick returner. They're down receivers right now, so maybe that was the original plan for Kadarius Toney, right? But, of course, he ended up hurt. So, yeah, I hear you. And look, he kept saying, we're not giving up on Sky Moore. It's like, well, no one's asking you to cut him. We're just asking you to not return with him. Right? Like, that's, you know, yeah. I love how he's like, well, you know, you guys just want us. No, we all think he's pretty good as a wideout. Just stop using him as a kicker punt returner.
Please. All right, eight players are in the 300 homer, 300 stolen base club. Two have played for the Royals. Name both. Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.